I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, OB Scott. Show Psycho T, a.k.a. T. Mill, have the latest. Clint Sterner is out today. But as you heard, Brandon Scott, B. Scott, is in the building for him. It's been a tough week for Tyler. Dead red for the first 3 days of the week. Hopefully he can come back.
FML, man.
When the Astros are fighting it, that's probably a telltale sign when you're fighting it on the best bets. But
can't win any more than two so far this week.
Yep. Oh, you put out six yesterday too, didn't you?
Yep.
Hot damn.
You know what? That's what make the wins feel so good though, because you can remember them valleys, man. Remember them valleys?
The wins get me horny. The losses make me angry.
Took you 3 hours. Took you 3 hours and 4 minutes to just really let it all out.
Get all up in there, yeah.
So it should be an exciting final hour today as Tyler has bottled up all this nastiness. And it certainly will come out. All right, some good Astros news. Christian Walker is back. He has been reinstated from the paternity list. And, even though he has struggled, it's wild, especially now we know Jake's going to, well, never know with those guys, but we assume Jake's going to be out. Jeremy Pena is out, and obviously the guys who have been out, they need his bat in the lineup. Yeah. And it's wild to think, but he is back, which is really good news. And they optioned Shea Whitcomb back to AAA, but good news for him to be back because they need all the offensive threats that they can get right now.
So here's the place where I don't mind hope trafficking a little bit. With Christian Walker, I keep thinking about how disappointing he's been so far. But man, if he can find it, or if he can just get through like a hot stretch. Y'all remember even in that first Jose Abreu year, as bad as he was.
Oh, he got on a run.
His finish was
18 home runs and 90 RBIs, and he had like 30 doubles or something. Yeah.
So since this is giving some of the same or similar vibes, right, I don't think he's as washed as Jose Abreu or anything close to it, but it is giving a similar disappointing kind of vibe. First year marquee free agent signing at first base. Supposed to add some thump to your lineup and doesn't exactly do that. But if he can just get a little bit rolling here, that would be huge for the Astros, especially given all of the both bad luck and just bad stuff that's been going on with them. Yeah, that would be a huge boost for them.
He's at 234, and that's him having to go off against the Dodgers to get himself to that point. On base percentage still under 300.
Yeah.
You know, slugging 384, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's been a zero for the most part, man. He's been a net zero.
He's got 12
zero.
Homers, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but look. I mean, how many would you expect from your first baseman, though? You would expect at least 12, right? Especially one that you just signed to a deal like that. So, yeah, man, I mean, they could stand to get a lot more from him. I am holding out a little bit of hope that you have only seen the worst of Christian Walker and the best is still yet to come.
The best is yet to come. All right, he is back, and he'll be back and locked and loaded for the final series of what is not really the first half, but before the All-Star break. They'll play three more, and then they'll head to the All-Star break after that, and it's a division series against the Rangers. Lance McCullers will go on Friday. Framber Valdez will go on Saturday. Hunter Brown on Sunday. That Hunter Brown-Nathan Uvalde matchup should be a fun one. Framber, Jacob DeGrom should be a fun one. But those are your three best starters right now.
Yeah.
It McCullers, Valdez, Hunter Brown, and McCullers and
Brown.
I was going to say Valdez is not coming off a great last start,
right.
but still he won. He's 9-0 in his last 11 starts, and they've won all 11 of his last 11 starts. So,
well, that's the thing about Framber and Hunter Brown is that you're able to overcome them not having their best, because they are actually that good. Like, they, even when they don't have their best, they still give you a chance to win, and you really only got two guys that are like that.
Well, I will say, in fairness, a lot of the Astros pitchers have been
that's
able
fair
to
that
do
is
that.
Fair that is fair
like not just like when
they're the ones that you trust I should
when,
say
when Tyler's guy Big C Colton Gordon when he blows up it's still like four runs
yeah
four and a third or something like that. So
well, the pitching has kept them in it. Yeah. I mean, it is the pitching is the reason why the Astros are the Astros.
I guess I throw this to both of you. How big is this Rangers series for a team that has a 7-game lead in the AL West and has the second best record? Do they or have the Blue Jays passed them up this week? I think they have. I think they still have the second best record. But anyway, how big is this? Is this series to finish the second half against the Rangers?
I think it's important to walk on the doormat, right? Like, if it's a doormat, go ahead and step on it. And
1-game lead over the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not here for just throwing away and wasting away games against inferior opponents. Against inferior teams. While I do feel like they're the best team in the division and they're going to win this thing, I don't feel like you're so good and so comfortable to where you can just afford to waste opportunities going into the All-Star break against the Texas Rangers. So I think it's huge that they handle business and at the very least win the series.
Yeah. All right. They've got that coming up tomorrow. This will be this should be a fun pitching series. Rangers and they come to town to face the Astros to see if they can – they could end this thing. Winning a series to go and close this thing out, you start up against Seattle afterwards, that will go a long way to finishing up this break.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, as we continue, I would say the biggest sporting event tonight is the NBA Summer League. Cooper Flagg, he plays for the first time. They happen to be playing the Lakers, so that means Bronny James will be out there. The amount, I mean, he's got tickets out here going for $2,500 out here for this summer league game. I ain't got that. Hell, I ain't got the $650 for lower bowl. I ain't got that at all.
Especially if it's going to be on TV.
Yeah, but so what do you expect? First off, you into this?
Yeah.
You into the Cooper Flagg? 100%. What do you expect to see from Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, I'm gonna go a solid 18-7 and 5.
So you think Cooper Flagg is going to be?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg's going to be excellent. I think he's going to be really good. Now I don't know if he's going to be quite the superstar that being the number one pick entails. That sort of the hype, him being so young. Like, this is a baby we're talking about here. I think this kid was born in like 2006.
He reclassified.
Yeah, like this is a young kid. It's hard for me to predict superstardom, but he is going to be an excellent basketball player, somebody that is going to be a part of. I got a hard time believing that he's not going to be a part of winning basketball teams for a long time. So I'm expecting him to be good.
Yeah, I want to. I didn't like when he played at Duke for a little bit. I was there, like, all right, and I got to get in here. I want to see this, but I don't know how much it like he really like drug me in.
Right.
I do want to see if there's a difference there. In the NBA, I'll be honest with you. He's already looking a little different with his haircut and this little half goatee he's rolling with.
Yeah,
and this 32—that's a bigger number than I thought he was going to get. But no, I'm intrigued to see if he is a player that is a man. You got to watch me.
Yeah,
like you got to pull me in and check me out, because I didn't feel that at Duke after like the first month.
And see, I don't know if he's that. I don't know if it's a. I'm going to pull you in and you got to watch me. But it is a very good at most things, at most basketball things type of thing. It almost kind of reminds, they're different players, but it kind of reminds me of Paolo Banchero out of Duke a few years ago, where it was like, yeah, I could see him being really good, but I'm just not that into it. And then sure enough, Paolo Banchero is a budding superstar in the league. Like, he's not there yet, but he's going to be one. He's gotten paid. I think you're looking at a similar type of thing with Cooper Flagg.
If he's Banchero, he may be one of the biggest damn things in this damn. Like if you tell me right now he's going to be that, and in Dallas he's going to be one of the biggest stars in this league.
Yeah, I don't know if he's as good or as pure of a scorer as Banchero per se, but I think he is a more all around player for sure. And as far as caliber, I think it's similar there too. So, yeah, no, the way Paolo Banchero has emerged for the Magic, I think it's something that Cooper Flagg could do very similarly with the Dallas Mavericks. I'm rooting against it, obviously, for obvious reasons, but I think it's there.
I'm in just to see what he looks like and how he looks. Man, $2,500. And it's going to be some fools out there paying. I wonder if LeBron might sneak out and say, yeah, let me go check out my son.
Yeah.
Or Cooper.
Oh, yeah, LeBron will be in the building.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this could be the future for the Houston Rockets, and I'll be damned. You probably would welcome this potential future if it went down every way that it has for this team. OKC, they have made some moves here over the last couple of weeks. I think it was yesterday, either earlier this week, they signed Chet Holmgren to $250 million. The rookie max that they can sign him at. He's at 24 years old, obviously coming off a championship. But they get him for $250 million. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, he signed earlier, which actually he got less money if he'd have waited. But they signed him and locked him up long-term to a big deal. And then today, they go ahead and lock up Jalen Williams. They're number two, third-team All-NBA this year. He agrees to a 5-year maximum rookie contract extension that reaches 287.
Yeah.
They went 287, 250, and what did Shea get?
I think his was 270. What was it, 270?
I thought Shea may have gone into the threes.
Yeah.
In there. But I mean, that's just, they have locked those three guys up. So those guys are going to be there now.
285 for sure.
285.
Shea. Yeah.
Now we'll see how long they can keep the other parts around them. Around them, maybe a year, maybe another year or so, but they've done this the right way, right? They went and found these guys, homegrown, except for Shea, which they traded for, and now they've locked them up, and these guys are 24, 23, 24, and 26,
yeah.
And they have them locked up.
I think it's also, kind of a cautionary tale. It's like, okay, they've got them locked up, but it feels like their window is going to be fairly specific. If they're going to have to be paying all of these guys at the same time, it helps that they got a lot of cheap labor around them. And so it's going to be about, hey, can they replenish along the margins to kind of keep this thing afloat, right? Like what we're seeing happen with all of this second apron stuff and how the collective bargaining is situated. The Boston Celtics, for example, a team that could only afford to pay 5-6 guys $20 million or more, $30 million or more for but so long before that became punitive. So it's like, enjoy this while it lasts. And I don't want to be the one to kind of put a damper on it, but this won't be forever. You know, this is a very specific window. A very specific window for them, and they're going to have to take advantage of it.
Yeah,
they obviously have won a championship already.
With them locking these three up, do you think they are going to be a West power for the next 5-10 years, or are you skeptical of that?
Yeah, no. I don't know about 10 years. I don't think you can predict
next
anybody.
Five years.
Yeah, I would say the next three to five years for sure. But it's hard because of the economics of it. It's hard to predict anything past 3 years, and even that is a stretch. But certainly this coming year, certainly the year after that. What does stuff look like 3 years from now? Man, it's hard to know.
All right, well, they're locking these guys up. Congratulations to all three of them. Y'all just got paid and won a championship.
Yeah.
5 o'clock fire.
They are getting some ass tonight. All right.
And tomorrow probably too.
We're starting to get some names rolling through when it comes to the All-Star game. Not just All-Star game, but the Home Run Derby. And old Brent Roker is the latest one from the A's to put himself in. James Wood did... He hit a ball in L.A. When he played the Dodgers that, I mean, was like places you ain't never seen balls hit. Cal Raleigh, who leads the league in home runs with Seattle, is in it. This O'Neill Cruz fella, I don't know if you ever seen this O'Neill Cruz fella.
Man, who has? You can't miss him.
That 6'7", big joker that could run and throw 105 miles an hour, and he can hit bombs. He's in it. Byron Buxton. Ronald Acuna Jr., the hometown guy, what's his Junior Caminero, with the Rays, isn't it? Is this getting you excited? Is this drawing you to go watch the home run derby on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm lukewarm on the home run derby to begin with.
I think it only gets me because it's the only thing on.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's benefiting from the calendar, you know.
They ought to find an Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark ball game and put it right up against it.
Man, and
really give it some problems.
Look, just to see who's going to go which way. I think it's also kind of living off of its name.
Yeah.
The home run derby at one point used to be one of those types of things. I don't think it's got as much shenanigans associated with it to say, like,
the dunk contest. So much better than that.
So I don't think people, like, hate watch it or, like, want to just love to hate it or anything like that. So, yeah, I'm going to watch it. We've had previous examples of, what was it? Was it Soto and one or Soto and Rodriguez, Julio Rodriguez the other year? Well, we've had some good home run derbies.
Last year was Bobby Witt and I forgot who beat him.
Yeah.
I can't remember who
beat him. See, I'm thinking 2 years ago, yeah. The one in Seattle.
In Dallas. Yeah,
I think that it's good enough and the calendar is soft enough for me to be in on this. But I'm not, like, overly excited about it.
The O'Neal Cruz fella, that joker there. And then, Ronald Acuña Jr. is, I think, a fun player.
Legit superstar.
And he's going to be at home. That'll be one to watch. All right, as we continue rolling through here on the drive, a position group you better not flinch for when you look at with the Texans, because this group could be the best group position group on the team next year. We'll discuss that coming up next. But
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
We got a couple things here. B. Scott's in the building. Lance out. Tyler has ordered pizza, two big boxes, little cheese bread as well. What did that look like? There was cheese bread. Was there a pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
If you're watching this on YouTube and Twitch, you can see that B. Scott is enjoying it.
I just got that pepperoni on
a
it.
Huge big pizza. From Pink's.
Pink's, man.
Never heard of it.
Best pizza in H-Town.
Never heard of it. First timer.
It is a gem. Highly recommend.
We used to have meetings every once in a while around here, and we'd get Pink's.
I had never heard of Pink's. First time.
Shout out to the Pink's on the U of H campus. Always used to treat your boy right back in the day. Pink's now, pizza, the way to go, man.
I went in there, and I just put my face in the box.
It
and the box
so
is.
Good.
And just to get it in my pores. I did not eat it.
My booth smells so damn good right now.
The question is 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, if you are familiar with Pink's, should I go ahead and just taste a piece anyway?
Probably.
Just because this is not Domino's, or this is not Pizza Hut, or this is not pepperonis, this is a different one. Should I go in, because I've never had it.
Is this the road you want to travel, though?
Guy Gene goes, do it, show.
Hey, yeah, at your own risk, though, because once you do, you're in.
I've never had it.
If you try it and like it, do you think you'd be able to resist from ordering it? Like, if you actually like it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then do it.
As long as you're ready for Monday.
To throw in a plate. Yeah, to throw in a little... A little bit of an X.
It's really good, man. It's really good.
As long as you're asked ready for Monday.
It's good and thin crust, too, right there. I like it. Almost rolled it up.
Shout out to Pink's, man. I haven't had Pink's in months and months and months.
I haven't had
any of this one yet, but, man, it's so good.
Pink's is making it hard, trying to fight it.
Pink always makes.
God, see, man.
I wouldn't have even thought about that.
It's my secret weapon.
Yeah, I mean... No lies told.
Pink's makes it hard.
Always does.
Oh, now someone says, you know what? I have seen that in the airport. Someone said, I only see Pink's in IH.
Oh, yeah, there is a
Pink's. There's one about I just walked past it.
Must
though.
Be
I just
a hobby.
Keep going.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's at IH.
It is?
Now,
yeah. You know what? I think they might have one at Hobby, too.
You know
now,
what?
Though.
Maybe it is Hobby.
It's got to be, because I'm at IH way
hobby.
Too often
yeah,
and never noticed
it's
that.
It's Hobby.
Well,
yeah,
I think
it is
the airports are starting to basically have the same stuff in them now. But, yeah, I think it is Hobby.
It's got
to
be, yeah.
Black Greg, yeah, she'll get you a slice. At least you won't regret it. Yeah.
Yeah, suck it, Clint. You and your friends with their private jets, you ain't got no pinks up in there.
Get it in there, show. I mean, the amount of people telling me to go and take a...
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you to have your ass ready on Monday.
Someone said, try it after the weigh-in show. It's probably not going to be here after the weigh-in. Yeah. And it's fresh right now. I mean, it really just came out.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be...
I'm waiting on this segment to end so I can double back, to be honest with you. And I told Tyler that I'd already had as much as I was going to get, but it's so good, I'm going to get me one more slice.
Eat to your heart's desire, my
friend. Also, I wanted to... Why you get so much? Also, I wanted to...
Hey, PC and Bajani can eat some pizza now.
Wanted to express... Okay, that makes sense if you're minding for the crew. Express this that just came out from Complex... From Complex, Jermaine Dupri says he dropped $10,000 every week at Magic City for 2 decades. Atlanta nightlife history runs deep when So-So Def steps in. Dive into Jermaine Dupri's legendary spending habits. As a shout out to my guy, Brian B. Shining, that comes out to $1.4 million.
Yeah, I mean, I can't identify with being this rich. Because I cannot imagine, like, strip clubs just in general. Like,
$10,000 every week for 20 years?
For girls to pretend like they like you? I mean, come on.
I think a couple of them may have liked it.
No, I think a couple of them were pretending.
Oh, I'm not saying that they weren't. A couple of them were pretending. I think a couple of them liked
it. Man, Jermaine Dupri? Come on, man.
He pulled Janet!
She ain't like him.
He pulled Janet Jackson. She
I like
did.
Her chest jewelry.
Get out of here.
He pulled Janet Jackson.
Because he can afford to spend $10,000 a week. You think if Jermaine Dupri got mine or your check, that he can pull Janet Jackson?
Text line. Well, hell yeah, I mean, no. He got into the building, but there are a lot of people who got his check that didn't get into the building with
she
her.
She said it was his humor, B-Scott.
I'm just saying.
Come all right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you think Jermaine Dupri was able to pull off Janet Jackson because of his money or because she actually liked
it? Let's be for real.
I think she liked it.
Janet Jackson, all right?
Velvet Rope Tour.
Now, she wouldn't be the first pretty girl to fall for an ugly man. I'm just saying. Let's be real about it.
He was in that movie I watched last night, too. Jermaine Dupri. About that
$10,000. Like, when I hear these stories about how much money people spend at strip clubs, how much money people spend on, like, weed or drink or, like, stuff like that, it's like, wait a minute. Y'all are spending millions of dollars on this type of stuff. Millions of dollars. Insane. A life's fortune on what literally amounts to nonsense. I'm not judging. It's just hard to wrap my mind around.
Woo!
Love that money.
Because I ain't got that kind of money.
Champ Slice.
Their bad habits are calling me broke.
Champ Slice says money. Ray says money. Someone on the text line says, does she have more money than Jermaine Dupri? Probably. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, because he's got like masters and stuff. He's probably making money on stuff that we don't even think about or know about. So, but.
And she has poetic justice.
Yeah. She's also, she's gen. You know what? I wonder what everything looks like post
money,
the nipple.
Though. I don't think it was money. I don't, like, I just meant Janet could have been with somebody for money. And she got money. I think.
Yeah, no, it was money.
I-N-D-E.
I mean, it was obviously more than money, but that's the initial starting point. You just don't get that far with that woman looking like that without the money. I ain't hating, I'm just saying.
Shout out Seal.
Look, it's a lot of worse ways to get
love. She was in love with Seal. It was not the money.
You talking about Heidi Klum?
I can't do that for Heidi. Heidi was in love with Seal.
That man's face looks like he got attacked by a cheese grater.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he is a great unique
singer.
Voice.
Yeah, she might just have a kink.
She's in
great Super Bowl.
She might just have a kink, man. Really loves that man.
Hey, man,
that's a thing.
That's a kink.
That's not a thing of being that attracted.
There are human beings attracted to otherwise hideous folks. Yeah. Yes. It absolutely is a thing. And most of the time, they're very good looking, which is even weirder.
Different kind of taste.
Build your own self-esteem, you know? Makes you feel good about yourself on the daily.
Some like sweet, some like sour. You know what I mean? It's that type of thing.
That's a damn shame what y'all doing to...
I like all the flavors.
A damn shame what y'all doing to him. Seal, she loves him.
I don't doubt that she loves him.
She is. She loved him from the beginning. She didn't even notice that face. She noticed it, but it wasn't something that took her down.
I bet he took her down.
I know he did.
Ugh.
For him to, for him,
stop. That was such a genuine sound of disgust from me.
For him, for
oh
him,
my God.
It grosses you out to think of Seal having sex with Heidi?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'd never thought of it, actually, until this one moment.
I hope to never think of it again. There are some pairings that would make me do that. That's not the one. When that man decided.
Well, I feel like Heidi is carrying a lot of the weight there. That's the reason. There's at least one person I don't mind seeing naked. That helps.
When my man decided to agree to turn into that seal in that commercial, that done it for me.
Right? Yeah.
That was the last card he had to play.
Yeah.
That was the last card he had to play. Boy, come on, man. Jesus. All right. Come on. Y'all
my favorite
man.
Super Bowl commercial.
Now we got people just being nasty on the text line. About
hey, I love it. Bring it.
If I were to say to you that I think that Kalen Bullock has a chance to be Pro Bowl or better next year, would you think I'm crazy? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Is that my boy Ron?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Brandon Scott on the second piece. Went for the pepperoni this time. There you go, man. That Pink's is hitting.
It was pepperoni both times. The first one was a roll.
Oh.
Or something like that, and then this one was an actual slice.
Yeah,
I'm in there.
Like swimwear.
Very good.
Good for you. Coming up behind us, we've got Texans All Access and the Hall of Famer, John McClain. He will be on with the fellas as they get themselves ready for a little training camp preview. So stay tuned for that coming up right behind us. And then after that, obviously, as you know, every single night right here on Sports Radio 610 as we go live, Area 45 back in action as, thank you, Sean Bajani, and that voice you just heard there, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago, they will take things over, and I'm certain they'll have some thoughts on Jake Myers in that situation.
Oh, yeah, don't play with Patrick Creighton's Jake Myers. Like, don't.
They got to react a lot to it last night.
That's right.
Too,
oh, they probably did.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right.
But they let them have it.
But don't mess around, though.
I'm certain they did. By the way, can you get the Joe Espada Tylers? I don't know why I said Tylers.
All of the Tylers.
Anyhow.
I'm good with all of it.
Not just you, Tyler, but all of y'all.
Tyler's good with all of it, ladies. Joe Espada, this to me was the low point. This was the low point, and in a way I feel bad because he has to be the representative of this. If I'm him, he's got to learn. Like, that's why Dusty hit him. Hey, man, hit that with that HIPAA. I would hit him with that. Talk to Dana, dog.
Well.
Talk to Dana. This was the low point to me with the Jake Myers situation. And the line of questioning to him is about an MRI. Hell, I wouldn't even have thought to have asked that question because I would have just assumed that it was. Listen to what I believe is a low point in all this injury stuff when you hear the explanation that he gives in regards to Jake Myers, who had calf tightness against the Dodgers, was pulled out of the middle of the game, missed the last two games when the point and the question was posed to him about an MRI.
No, I know. We didn't think that he needed it. We just saw him ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and you know, it's just some tightness in there, and you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
All right, you've been around this,
trying to get him healthy, get him back on the field, to give him an MRI. What are we doing? I don't get it.
But you've been around this, B. Scott, as long as I have. But you've been around the kind of the reporting and how that action goes more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
When he says we, he's certainly not just talking about himself. Who's he talking about? When he says we decided that he didn't need it. Because right there, it sounds really, really bad.
He's talking about Jeremiah Randall. He's talking about who's head of training and
Jay Rand.
Yeah, so Jeremiah Randall, Dana Brown, and then everybody that, so those are like bosses, and so everybody that works for them. So it starts with, I think, Jeremiah Randall, Dana Brown, and then their lieutenants, if you will. That's who he's talking about.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Oh, God. What do you have as the breaking news?
I'm afraid.
We have some Houston Astros breaking news, and I'll go ahead and tell you on the front end, it's not bad news. Everyone relax. Okay. Take a deep breath with us as we're wrapping up this edition of The Drive on a Thursday. But the breaking Astros news here, coming from Brian McTaggart. The Houston Astros are calling up number one prospect, Bryce Matthews.
Get out of here.
To join the team this Friday. That'd be tomorrow. MLB.com has learned Matthews is slashing .283, .400, .476 with 10 bombs and 39 RBIs in AAA this year. He's been playing mostly second base, but Bryce Matthews, that number one prospect for your Houston Astros, is on his way to join the big club.
Let's go, Atascocita. Right, let's go, Atascocita, baby.
You seem to be excited about this move.
I mean, we saw any kind of good news these days.
We saw him in training camp, and he's naturally an infielder. Does this mean somebody? Does this mean? I mean, I'm guessing this means Jake is going to go on the IL, and maybe this moves
Altuve out to the outfield a little bit more. Or
Dubon, maybe. Dubon more out to the outfield, to center field more, potentially, and they want to get another, unless they're going to do something with short, too.
I mean, but right there, that's two infielders that are going to be playing in the outfield, that we just mentioned. Yeah. So,
again,
the math is going to math one way or the other.
If you just missed it, I'm seeing it from Brian McTaggart. Sources saying that the Astros are calling up number one prospect Bryce Matthews to join the team Friday.
And shout out to our guy Byron. He made me aware of that piece of news as it just came out. Shout out Byron.
Shout out to Byron. Nice job.
Yeah, man. Byron. Hey, Byron, I think, is the one that made me aware of the Kevin Durant trade, man.
Attaboy, baby.
Byron is like, low key, the whisperer. Appreciate it, dog. Yeah, man. Good for Matthews, and I think, anytime you get a prospect that is as highly touted as this one, and he's got the local product angle on top of it, you're going to be excited about it. But it is hard not to look around and think about what necessitates a move like this. It's the fact that they are as injured as they are, and what is the bigger story that we know along with that. Not only are they injured, but they don't seem to know what they're doing when it comes to either diagnosing or managing the injuries after the fact. So don't get injured, Bryce Matt. That whatever you do, come up here and stay healthy. Because if something happened to you,
don't let them touch you.
We don't know what to tell you, brother.
Guys, that man said we didn't think he needed one.
No, he's good. He's all right.
Eyeballed it.
My follow up is, why wouldn't you just give him one?
Yeah.
What is the hurt?
Right.
To just use every resource you have on Jake Myers, let alone if nothing had happened before, let alone nothing about your issues that you've had in the past with the old MRI machine, with old Kyle Tucker, or remember last year we couldn't figure out the hell was wrong with Bregman and his elbow. He was having to play first base and DH, and then all of a sudden he's throwing, then he's playing. Or obviously you're none. What in the hell would you not just be precautious?
Just to be a smart ass, I'd like to go through there and just get rid of all the things that they don't need. Oh, we don't need this kitchen here that feeds all of the families of the players and managers and everything. Like, what is this? What is all this food in here for? We don't need this. This food at the house. We don't need none of this. These nice ass seats that y'all sit in the clubhouse. We don't need all of this. I mean, what are you talking about? We didn't need it.
Great, we get another minor leaguer.
Just go get it.
At least this is the number one prospect.
I didn't need that second slice of pizza. I went and ate it anyway.
Come on now.
I didn't eat the first one, and I've mentally eaten it. I folded mine up. And
eating pizza in your mind?
Oh, yeah. I watched him get his through the window in the glass, and I watched him walk. I folded mine up. Wow. Sorry about that. T-Mill's best bets. Let's get to that before I start to mentally eat another piece. T-Mill's best bets is it's not been a great week.
It's all been bad.
He needs to turn it around here. No Astros, so no bed with his heart tonight, folks. So maybe he'll.
I never do that, Ron.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, the calendar might be saving you anyway, though, here.
It's all right. Go ahead. What's
saving you from yourself?
What's your best bet?
Yeah, no Astros tonight. They get back in action at Daikin against the Rangers tomorrow, and apparently we might be seeing the debut of a young number one prospect, Bryce Matthews. Four best bets tonight, though, around baseball. Here they are, very quickly. The Mariners. I'm on the Mariners money line. I think they get a win over the Yankees up in the Bronx tonight. They've lost, I believe, the last two against the Yankees, but I think they get that win. Next, I got the Padres, +1, as they host the D-backs tonight. +1 for San Diego at -120. Next, I got the Rays and Red Sox. They're squaring off in Boston. I'm on the over in this one, which is set at 9 runs. So Tampa Bay, Boston over 9. And then lastly, the Atlanta Braves travel over to wherever the hell the Oakland Athletics are playing baseball these days. And I'm on the under in this one, under 10.5 runs between the Braves and A's tonight over in Cali.
Sactown. That's where they at. Sacramento. I like that last one. You say you're taking the under. What's their runs?
10.5.
I like that one.
The Rays and the Red Sox, that's in obviously in Fenway Hitters Park.
Yeah,
both them teams have been scoring runs.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one, and then what was your Padres bet?
+1 run as they host the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I like that one too.
You like the Mariners to not get swept? That's what you're betting
yes.
on against?
Yes. I think the Mermen will actually show up against the Yankees tonight and get a win.
As a side note here, guys, according to Fox's Jordan Schultz, Najee Harris was present at a 4th of July event where a fireworks mishap resulted in injuries to several attendees. Najee sustained a superficial eye injury during the incident, but is fully expected to be ready for the upcoming season.
Wow.
What in the hell?
Bro.
What happened? Several of them? And he caught an eye one?
Bagel tear?
He is worth too much for them.
But he got
his having this mishap.
Got his fingers though.
He got his fingers. JP.
All right. Well, that's the important part. Hopefully he ain't lost his vision.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
They think the Chargers are going to win the West. All right. B. Scott, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Go ahead, man. What's your feeling on the Astros with these injuries?
The sponsor, which is Methodist, we're not Methodist. It's like we got like Ben Cobb.
They got the Ben Cobb staff on the Astros.
It is wild. Mel, go ahead.
Well, hey boys, how are y'all?
Hey!
I just wanted to say that I wanted to be like Laura. Anyway,
grapefruit clear. It's not on it, Tyler. Maybe you go and look at it. I'm looking at it.
Oh, that's one of the first three out.
Grace was the first three.
Yeah,
it didn't happen. It had a tough conference tournament. Yeah, it went in there.
It's just needed
to win one game in the conference tournament. And they lost.
Mango tear.